tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. It's that time of the week, the time you've anxiously been awaiting. It's time for the culinariest and the cleverest, the most riveting, obviously the most entertaining, the tastiest and the most demystifyingest cooking show in the world. We can be talking about none other than Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We are the true theater of the mind radio show that is listened to by thousands and streamed around the world on our flagship station, Atlanta, Georgia's news talk leader, AM 1160, better known to y'all as the talk of the town. This week, our mobile kitchens finds us at the celebration of barbecue with the king of the barbecue crew, K as in New Orleans style crew. It is Stephen Reichlin, but don't cheer yet. We've got a very nice intro for him. Chef and the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs is proudly brought to you by, hint, 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 the Big Green Egg.
The ultimate cooking experience.
Very good. Very good. And by Schumann Produce, the retailers of Real Sweet Onions. They are the leaders in Vidalia Sweet Onions. In fact, according to the University of Georgia, they have the sweetest onions on earth. Literally. If it doesn't say real sweet on the back of the tag,
it ain't.
Very good. They're coming from all over the place. And by Whole Foods, where values matter. And by Cutter's Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta, Georgia, on Windward Parkway, your portal to the world of great times, the world of great cigar selections, and the world of great friends you have yet to meet. Also home to the largest cigar festival in the Southeast, coming up the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of June. You don't want to miss it. All right. Without further ado, we are very honored to welcome a young man who has gone from Nagoya, Japan, to Baltimore, Maryland, to Martha's Vineyard, to Florida, and every point on the compass, north, south, east, or west. He had his Bachelor of Arts in French Literature. He also had the very prestigious Thomas J. Watson Foundation Fellowship, now, for the study of medieval cooking. Now, I'm sure we'll get into this, but I got to say, medieval cooking in Europe, obviously. And he also trained at La Varenne. And, I mean, this guy is amazing, amazing. He battled and defeated Iron Chef Rokusuburo Misiba in the Battle of the Barbecue Gods. He's won 5 James Beard Awards for his cookbooks. This gentleman has been on television for a number of years, and he's even got a French show in Quebec, Le Maître de Grill.
Very good.
I'll tell you what, it's amazing what an Irishman can do. He has Project Smoke currently. He did Primal Grill. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to give a huge welcome to a television host with the most, a barbecue aficionado, a Leviathan of live fire. Give it up for Stephen Reichlin.
Kevin, thank you for that. I have been called many things, including the Wayne Gretzky barbecue up in Canada, which means a lot, but never the Leviathan of live fire. So that's going right on the list of my credits. Thank you.
Well, I would like to introduce you, Stephen, to our executive chef. He is the guru of goodies, the dynamo of delicious. Here's our own executive chef, Eric, with a K. Holdo.
Hey.
Well, almost there.
Hey, you know, in comparison here, you know, I'm just glad to be here today.
Yeah. For those of you who are in Israel and in Germany, Ireland, Nicaragua and Honduras, we had rain here today, and the show was during rush hour, or the end of rush hour, which means to go 26 miles, it only took 2 hours and 11 minutes, but who's counting and who's bitter? But anyway, it's great to have you here. Dusty, I mean, you didn't spend much time in Japan, I take it.
Well, I spent the first 9 months of my life in Japan.
Right. So now you don't really remember.
I don't remember a lot, but I have been back 4 times since then. to research the Barbecue Bible, to research Planet Barbecue, to do this Iron Chef competition, and to just generally learn about Japanese barbecuing and grilling.
Well, you know, one of the things I think, and we're going to get into this a little more in depth, but you know, one of the things, you don't always follow the mainstream, mainline world that teaches barbecue.
Oh, I hope not. I have always tried to go the opposite direction of the mainstream.
Believe me, working with Chef Eric, you learn the opposite direction all over the place. But Chef Eric, I know that this was exciting for you because you have an extraordinary schedule during the week. Yeah. But you made time for this because you were excited.
I was. I've followed your shows and your. I have some of your books. I looking at people that brought their books to sign. I'm like, why didn't I bring some?
But because anyway, you're a doofus.
I am actually. This morning, the fact that I got out of the house and here in time to start was pretty much amazing. But I'm really excited. Being from Argentine background, grilling and basically barbecue of what the rest of the world calls barbecue. Was something that's handed down from generation to generation. I mean, we had a parilla and things like that in our house.
What was that you had?
Parilla. The grill.
Oh, no. You guys are going to start.
But, and folks like, you know, I've always followed folks like Francis Malman and people like that who've done some amazing things pretty much out in the middle of nowhere with just a fire and some sticks. But you've brought this to now a whole new level with 30 books now, with Project Smoke being the most recent.
Yep.
And I'm just excited to see what we're going to do today.
And also, you're a novelist. I mean, you just don't stop. You can't just be satisfied with Italian cooking and light cooking and Jewish cooking and barbecuing. You had to go and write a novel that was kind of food-centric.
Well, I did. And, you know, the funny thing is that I have a degree in French literature, and I always figured I'd be a college professor teaching comparative literature somewhere.
So you got the look.
Never dreamt for a sec that I would make a series of wrong turns that would wind me up in barbecue. But it's all beautiful. It all makes sense. And every day's different, and I love that.
Well, you know, especially with all your travels, I mean, just for the Barbecue Bible alone, he traveled 4 years to put that book together, 150,000 miles of travel to over 25 countries to put that. And, of course, James Beard came along with it. And, I mean, when you have five James Beards, like, where do you hang them all? Is it over the bar?
Nah, you know, it's funny. My wife is, like, not real into, hanging the awards and everything.
What?
So they all live in a drawer in my office.
Oh.
It's okay. It's beautiful. And, I was inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame this fall, and I got what I think is an absolutely magnificent trophy, and it is a rack of bronzed ribs that are kind of mounted in a big wooden block. And that's also out of sight in my office, too.
So, I mean, but of course she is your wife, so
she's in charge.
Are you excited? I mean, a 6-week book tour, a new city. Does it ever drain you? Do you ever feel like you're exhausted? Does the crowd energize you?
The crowd energizes me. I mean, of course it's exhausting. And then this one is actually ending with a quick trip to Italy for a new barbecue festival in Italy, sort of modeled on the Jack Daniels. But instead of bourbon, it's all themed around grappa, which is Italian brandy. So I finish up in Chicago after my 25 cities here, and then I fly to Venice to finish up the tour in Venice.
Are they going to let you have a few extra days over there to kind of get acclimated?
You know, they normally would, but it's right before July 4th, and I got to get back for a big family thing July 4th. So
you just give and you give.
You know, happily, I like flying. I get most of my work done on planes, so it's okay.
Now, is there anything, when you talk about all the people that you've met, all the things, what has been the one constant to you that you could take your magic wand and tap out there and make everybody a little bit better?
You know, I think it's the extraordinary generosity of the barbecue community, and it's the fact that we all speak the same language. And I guarantee you, I could take an Indonesian pitmaster who speaks no English, put him next to An Indian kebabi man put him next to an Argentinian asador. Next
you wouldn't
to
want to do that.
Texan pitmaster. And although they share not the same language, I know that within 5 minutes they'd be communicating and sharing ideas. That's what's so extraordinary.
Our special guest today is Stephen Reichlin. When we return, there will be more food, more fun, more celebration of the good life. We'll lay out the recipes, get started, because I can see they're already drooling on themselves. And there's a quick note from Big Green Egg. We are not responsible for your dry cleaning bills. Take them to Stephen Reichlin. Okay, no problem. Esther Lean will take all those. It's food, fun, and celebrating good life. What better place than Lakota Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, right here in the middle of Atlanta, taking it to the streets of the Big Peach, baby.